Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelday providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelday can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Maggie Murdaugh's life, from the outside, appeared to be one of privilege and comfort. Born Margaret Kennedy Branstetter in 1968, she was raised in the Low Country of South Carolina, an area steeped in Southern tradition, where her family had deep roots. Maggie grew up with all the hallmarks of a charmed life, an upbringing that provided her with a sense of stability, wealth, and a tight-knit community. Described by friends as kind, outgoing, and deeply committed to her family, Maggie was a fixture in the South Carolina social scene. But behind that facade, her life was marked by a turbulent marriage, growing personal isolation, and mounting pressures she could no longer ignore. Her marriage to Alex Murdaugh, a prominent lawyer from a family of legal giants, seemed like a perfect match. The Murdaughs had been a powerful force in South Carolina's legal community for nearly a century, with multiple generations of solicitors controlling the justice system in the Lowcountry. Marrying into this prestigious family cemented Maggie's role in an elite social circle, providing her with the status and security that came with being part of one of South Carolina's most influential families. From the outside, Maggie appeared to fit seamlessly into her role as the wife of Alex Murdaugh, a partner at the family's law firm, and the mother of their 2 boys, Buster and Paul. But the pressure to maintain the Murdaugh family image came with its own set of burdens. As Alex's legal career flourished, he became more preoccupied with work, leaving Maggie to manage the household and focus on raising their two sons. To friends and neighbors, the Murdaughs appeared to have it all, a sprawling estate known as Moselle, vacation homes, and all the trappings of wealth that defined the Southern elite. But over time, the cracks in their marriage began to show. Maggie, who had once been the picture of a devoted wife and mother, grew increasingly isolated, retreating from the social world she had once embraced. Those who knew Maggie closely began to notice the change. She had always been protective of her family, particularly her boys, and especially Paul, who was known to get into trouble. Friends would later describe her as a mother who could see no wrong in her children, particularly Paul, and would go to great lengths to protect him. Maggie adored her boys, a family friend recalled. Her whole world revolved around them, and she'd defend them fiercely, no matter what. But while Maggie's devotion to her sons remained strong, her relationship with Alex grew increasingly strained. Behind the walls of the Murdaugh family estate, Maggie's marriage to Alex was unraveling. According to sources close to the family, the couple had grown distant over the years, with Alex focusing more and more on his legal practice and his own personal affairs, while Maggie felt increasingly neglected. There were rumors that their relationship had become purely transactional, with Maggie playing the part of the supportive wife while privately harboring deep frustrations. Those frustrations reportedly stemmed from Alex's growing absence, both physically and emotionally. He was frequently away on business, working late hours at the family firm and traveling for his various cases, leaving Maggie to manage the home and care for their sons largely on her own. By 2021, friends say Maggie had all but retreated from the family's main residence at Moselle, opting to spend more and more time at their beach house on a Disto island. The beach house was a place where Maggie found some solace, away from the pressures of being the wife of a prominent lawyer and the mother of two boys who were growing into men with their own set of challenges. It was here, friends say, that Maggie would often confide in those closest to her, expressing her deep concerns about the direction her life was taking and the state of her marriage to Alex. She reportedly shared with friends that she felt trapped, stuck in a marriage that no longer fulfilled her, with a husband who was distant and, at times, unavailable. The marriage between Maggie and Alex, according to those who knew them, had grown cold. They lived largely separate lives, with Alex focused on his work and Maggie more interested in her own pursuits, including her growing interest in real estate. She was said to be deeply unhappy, and there were whispers that she had begun to consult with a divorce attorney in the months leading up to her death. While nothing had been filed, those close to her believed that Maggie was seriously considering ending her marriage to Alex, a decision that would have had major implications for the Murdaugh family. Divorce, in a family as prominent as the Murdaughs, would have been scandalous. The Murdaugh name carried immense weight in the Lowcountry, and any hint of trouble within the family would have been enough to cause a ripple through the tight-knit legal, and social circles they dominated. For Maggie, contemplating divorce would have been an incredibly difficult decision. She was not only facing the end of her marriage, but also the potential fallout from the Murdaugh family itself. Yet for Maggie, it seemed like the only option. Her marriage to Alex had become untenable, and she was reportedly tired of living in the shadow of a man whose priorities no longer included her. Maggie's growing disillusionment with her marriage coincided with the legal troubles surrounding their younger son, Paul. In 2019, Paul was involved in a tragic boating accident that resulted in the death of 19-year-old Mallory Beach. Paul had been driving the boat under the influence when it crashed, throwing Mallory into the water and leading to her death. The incident sparked a media frenzy and put the Murdaugh family under intense scrutiny. Paul was charged with multiple felonies, including boating under the influence, and the case became a public spectacle, with the Murdaugh name at the center of it all. For Maggie, the boat crash was devastating. She was fiercely protective of Paul and dedicated herself to supporting him as he faced the legal consequences of the crash. Friends say that Maggie was emotionally distraught over the incident, not only because of the loss of life, but also because of the toll it took on her family. The boat crash was a turning point for the Murdaugh family, exposing cracks in their carefully constructed image and bringing to light tensions that had been simmering beneath the surface for years. Throughout the aftermath of the boat crash, Maggie stood by Paul's side, doing everything she could to shield him from the media and the legal consequences he faced. But the strain of the situation took a toll on her marriage. While Maggie was focused on protecting Paul, Alex was reportedly dealing with his own mounting problems. Financial troubles, allegations of embezzlement, and a legal career that was beginning to spiral out of control. It was during this time that Maggie began to question the future of her marriage and whether she could continue to stand by Alex in the face of mounting scandals. As Alex's financial troubles came to light, it became clear that the Murdaugh family was living on borrowed time. Alex had been accused of misappropriating funds from his law firm and clients, and the allegations of financial misconduct only added to the strain on his marriage to Maggie. According to reports, Maggie was unaware of the full extent of Alex's financial misdeeds, but she had begun to suspect that something was wrong. Friends say that Maggie had become increasingly suspicious of Alex's behavior, and her concerns only grew as more details about his financial dealings began to surface. In the weeks leading up to her death, Maggie's relationship with Alex was reportedly at an all-time low. She had confided in friends that she was considering leaving him, and there were rumors that she had been in contact with a divorce attorney. While nothing had been finalized, it was clear that Maggie was seriously contemplating ending her marriage to Alex, a decision that would have rocked the Murdaugh family to its core. But Maggie never got the chance to follow through on her plans. On June 7, 2021, she and Paul were found brutally murdered on the Moselle estate. The news of their deaths sent shockwaves through the Lowcountry, and the case quickly became one of the most high-profile murder investigations in South Carolina's history. Alex Murdaugh, the once prominent lawyer and patriarch of the Murdaugh family, was eventually charged with their murders, a shocking twist in a story that had already captivated the nation. In the aftermath of Maggie's death, the public learned more about the troubled marriage between her and Alex. Testimony from friends and family painted a picture of a woman who had grown increasingly unhappy in her marriage, a woman who was on the verge of leaving a life that no longer fulfilled her. The financial scandals surrounding Alex only added to the mystery of what had really been happening behind the doors of the Murdaugh estate. For many, the question remained, was Maggie planning to leave Alex, and if so, did that play a role in her untimely death? The answers to those questions may never be fully known. What is clear, however, is that Maggie Murdaugh was more than just a victim in a tragic story. She was a woman who had dedicated her life to her family, who had stood by her children through thick and thin, and who had been on the brink of making a major decision about her future. Her death, like so much of her life, remains shrouded in mystery, leaving those who knew her to wonder what might have been. For the people of the Lowcountry, the murder of Maggie Murdaugh was not just the loss of a prominent figure in their community, it was the end of an era. The Murdaugh family, once untouchable, had been brought to its knees, and the truth about what had really happened in the final days of Maggie's life remains a haunting question. What led to her tragic end? Was she about to leave Alex? And if so, did that decision seal her fate? Maggie's story is one of love, loyalty, and ultimately, betrayal. She was a woman who gave everything to her family, only to find herself trapped in a life that no longer brought her happiness. In the end, she was taken from the world far too soon, leaving behind more questions than answers.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. In the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings. Naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.